Concerns about the coronavirus continue to impact our lives. This is Lisa Berry. And to try and address some of the fears and rumors circulating about the virus, we decided to check in with Susan Cerniglia of the Washtenaw County Health Department to update everyone on what's happening with what some are calling a global pandemic. Is that an accurate way to put it, Susan?
It is a way we can certainly start talking about this because it has the potential to spread that way. However, as residents hopefully realize at this time, we do not have any confirmed cases in Michigan or in Washtenaw County.
So I think when you hear the word pandemic, that evokes some anxiety and fear in people. And there are people going so far as to say it's very suspicious that there are no cases reported in Michigan. Can you help ease some of those concerns and fears?
Well, hopefully a little bit. And just going back to the word pandemic, too, that is really also a word used to describe a new type of illness that's circulating and has the potential to spread very quickly because we as people don't have immunity to it. So if that helps people feel just a little bit better, it's also a way of describing that new or novel virus. And that can make you feel a little bit better.
And what about no cases in Michigan? We should feel good about that, shouldn't we?
Yes, I think so. So, yes, in Michigan to date, and we don't have any confirmed cases. However, there is a lot more testing going on. As folks may realize, the testing initially was very, very constrained, and there were limited supplies. That is improving. The criteria have been expanded, and there is greater availability of testing. Right now, all the testing in Michigan is happening at the state level, at the state lab. And we as a health department are coordinating with local healthcare providers to test folks for whom there's reason to test, right? There's consistent symptoms and there might be possible exposures.
Do you have to go to this lab to get the test?
You do not have to go to the lab. So the way it works is if there's concern for testing you as an individual because there was potential exposure, because you're symptomatic, you can take a swab with your local healthcare provider. That swab is then sent up to the state laboratory for testing. And that testing is taking about 4 or 5 hours or so. Once it arrives in the morning, we get results by afternoon or early evening each day.
What are some of the symptoms of coronavirus we could be on the lookout for?
Well, people have probably heard about them being kind of cold symptoms, and this is a family of viruses that can typically cause cold-like flu symptoms. So for many people, it can look like a common cold. The symptoms of concern that we're most worried about with this COVID-19 are that fever, cough, and shortness of breath.
Is there a certain age level where you're more at risk?
Overall, it is looking like with the outbreak globally that older adults are being more impacted than younger adults or young kids. We're seeing very, very, very few cases in kids in particular, and some of the most severe cases and many of the deaths have been in older adults or adults with underlying conditions.
I'm even hearing conversation, though, that some COVID-19 or coronavirus cases are asymptomatic. What can you say about that?
There was some concern, especially initially, that some of the spread in other countries had been due to individuals without symptoms. Some of those cases later on were found not to be true. And while in any outbreak or disease investigation, there may be a few exceptions, generally what public health officials and what health professionals are going to talk about being the drivers or the big concerns and outbreaks are those symptomatic individuals. So it's not to say that there's absolutely no chance of asymptomatic spread, but we're definitely more concerned about the spread, active spread, from people that do have symptoms.
We're talking to Susan Cerniglia with the Washtenaw County Health Department. And Susan, I have to tell you, from my view, I'm seeing more and more events being canceled, people putting out more and more information about if they are having an event, what you should do. And I think that causes, again, a little anxiety in people. What can you say to help give that some perspective?
Well, again, at this time, there aren't cases. We are sort of anxiously awaiting that first case. We're one of the states that has not yet reported a first case. And so that's a concern. On the other hand, some of the actions that we can and should be taking now in terms of limiting possible spread are good things to do anyhow. That more frequent hand washing, we're still in the midst of flu season, thinking about that social distancing, staying home if you're sick, those are all great actions to prevent the spread of illness, to prevent flu from circulating. So we're pretty pleased to see that. The other part that I would add, because of the likelihood of this eventually spreading in our community, is that the more that we can be on top of being ready to take those actions, we can potentially slow it down and reduce the impact. So being ready to take those actions and handling things appropriately and calmly should we start to get cases is a very, very important step to hopefully controlling the spread.
And by that, do you mean I'm hearing stories of people hoarding toilet paper and you can't buy hand sanitizer anymore? Are at the county health department, are you aware of that situation?
Well, I'm aware because I tried to buy some toilet paper last night. but yeah, we're not really, I mean, we want people to think about preparedness in the sense of not necessarily being out of your daily medications or not necessarily being out of things that you use every day. There's not a reason to have really large amounts of stuff. If, for example, you're planning a trip to an area where there's a community spread and you're concerned about whether you should take that trip, one of the things to ask yourself is, when I come back, if the guidelines have changed, would you be able to self-quarantine for that two-week period? You know, would you have the supplies? Would you be able to work remotely? Would you be able to handle that if that's what happened? And that's a good framework for planning. You know, that doesn't mean that you have to have enough toilet paper to last 3 months, but it does mean that you should think about having some provisions or being able to work remotely or to stay home for longer than you might have anticipated.
I can't think of the right word at this moment, but how seriously do you think we should take this situation with the coronavirus?
You know, again, we want to provide timely, accurate information, but we don't want to cause panic. So for us in the health field and in public health, we're watching these developments really, really carefully. But we want folks to sort of pay attention to what that official information is and what the risk is locally and to talk to us about that and to take reasonable steps toward preparedness.
Reasonable steps. And Susan Cerniglia, we appreciate you talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU. We'll stay in close contact. We want to keep everyone informed, as you said, but we don't want everyone to panic and go overboard with this either.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Wash your hands, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Susan Cerniglia with the Washtenaw County Health Department. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.